Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, brought to you by the school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazine, and Right Fit Health and Wellness Performance. We've got a great doubleheader today, Gina Pongetti, physical therapist. She's the co-owner of Achieve Physical Therapy here in Illinois. She's an expert gymnastics injury prevention specialist. Gina's also dealt with the entertainment world for a long, long time, and she's a proud team member of Hey Sports Parents and Sports Doctors In. And then Joel Franco, the Italian filmmaker, the co-founder of Chesapeake Films, and the producer-director of this dynamite upcoming documentary. I'm very excited to be so involved with him. Where Our Children Play, the Challenger Youth Sports. Then it's the Sports Doctors In, some emails. First, let's welcome back. She's been on, 10 years ago. Gina Pongetti, again, the co-owner of Achieve Physical Therapy. I used to call her the PT, the gymnast, and the stars. Gina, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. It's amazing to be back. I think it hasn't been quite 10 years, but it seems like it. It's a long time.
Since before Rio, I think. Yes, I had you on 10 years before that at College of DuPage. So you've been on with me the whole ride.
Yes.
The whole ride. Gina, give us some background.
It's amazing what you're doing with getting everybody together for the athlete health and wellness thing that you're doing. And thank you for that. And thanks for letting me be a part of that.
Yes, we're very excited about it. It's really ramping up to launch this summer. Like everything else, it's in semi-mayhem with our upside-down world. By the way, Gina contributed to the great book, Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury, that we did with Mr. Edge, John Hermata, probably 5-6 years ago. Gina, give us some background on you and Achieve Physical Therapy and the 19 other things you're doing.
I was a gymnast for 14 years and then decided that I wanted to give back to the sport by trying to be the best holistic medical provider that I could from a PT perspective, diagnosis, injury prevention, rehab, nutrition, sleep, hygiene, everything to make the best athletes and look out for their athlete health and wellness. So for about 10 years, I was officially with USA Gymnastics Healthcare Referral Network, as well as traveling before kids and working meets and being on the floor at everything. And obviously life slows down a little bit with kids, and I'm still very involved in treating a significant amount of our women's national team members, as well as being the personal PT for a ton of our Olympians and other sports, including figure skaters. Life has just been amazing. Coming full circle, I think treating is great, and I'm happy that I have established an amazing clinic with my partner, Ashraf. But at the same point in time, my goal in life is to really give back to the sport and to teach others how to be healthy and well while creating in parallel amazing athletes who are great people from a psychological perspective, as well as trying to be their best physical self. And that's kind of where my attention has focused and shifted, I guess, with attention now toward the wellness and global prevention, kind of trying to help change the sport a bit. I've been involved in a few of the most recent safe sport cases really trying to make a difference in the treatment of the athletes, protecting them, and the trajectory of the the physicalness of the sport and how much is too much.
Physicalness. Yes, I see you teamed up. You teamed up with one of my frequent guests and another member of our team with Hey Sports, Parents and Sports Doctors, in Rob Andrews, you know, who's got a wall full of gold.
Yes, we share many clients.
Yes. Yeah, he's got a wall full of gold medals with his work. And, of course, you guys are involved in the sport that's been part of one of the biggest explosions. Everybody's familiar with what's gone on and what's gone down with the world of gymnastics. And you know, one of the real focuses of the sports doctor for decades has been the high-performance young athlete, their family, their coaches, their challenges. One of the big reasons, as you know, that I co-authored hashtag Hey Sports Parents with Hall of Fame volleyballer and kinesiology professor Sharkey Zartman was the epidemic, in capital letters, epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. So I've always been excited with your participation in being an educator and dealing with these challenges. You know, you mentioned the physicality, like in the world of figure skating. You know, my poster boy, Lysacek, I'm still celebrating the 10th anniversary. Evan Lysacek, who was, grew up here in Naperville, Illinois, was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates. 12 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist, best in the world. And the funny thing is, I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. But the physicality of all of these sports and your sport is one of the sports, Gina, that I named one of my chapters, the prodigy sports. You know, we hear all the time, we want boys and girls to play multiple sports. We want them to do other sports. We know that. But if they grow up as a gymnast or a figure skater or a ballerina, they don't want to play other sports.
Unfortunately, with the amount of volume and the commitment to how the seasons are structured, there's no space for it. The sports such as figure skating and gymnastics involve fear, and they involve, you know, you're not ever scared to swim to the other side or scared to run on a track. And when there's fear and safety involved, there has to be, just like circ artists and everything else, there has to be a consistency in practicing with the amount of conditioning that happens. So there, it leads to no room for missing practices and other sports. So somewhere around the age of 9 to 10 years old is usually when the kids who are going to make it are completely focused, single sport focused, which has obviously, as we have spoken about, its pluses and minuses.
Yes, it's not for everybody. You know, we run into what we call repetitive motion injuries. You know, imagine the tennis player who's hitting the same ball the same way 2,000 times a week or doing the same triple jump 100 times a week. And again, it's not for everybody. And it is definitely a special category. That's why I gave it the moniker, the prodigy sports. Everybody listening to the sports doctor, I'm the Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back all these years, you can catch Gina on some of her previous shows. International guests, endless topics in all areas of fitness, wellness, sports medicine, nutrition, parenting, et cetera, et cetera. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of things we've been part of and written about, whether it's in Lower Extremity Review or whether it's in High Performance Sports. And one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. Gina would appreciate that. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and from LinkedIn at SportsDoc Radio. We're talking with renowned physical therapist, performance trainer. I'll give her that label absolutely, Gina Pongetti, talking about some of these challenges. Again, overkill is a gigantic problem. Recovery is, again, so important. And again, when you're working with families and coaches and these young athletes, Gina, I have to ask you how your sports psychology skills are.
Well, you know, Robert and I are obviously good friends, and there are many sports psychologists that work with these athletes. But my answer to you, veering off of that, is that every high-level athlete or parent who thinks their child has potential has to have a team of people on there. I mean, they have to have their MDs, their PTs, ATCs, podiatry, acupuncture, sports psychology, and the mind and the body.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
So amazing. So you have
isn't
to have
amazing
a team.
How
and
that
the, it is.
You remember Jim Vickery, the late Jim Vickery,
yes,
colleague of mine for years. Famous sports psychologist, worked with the White Sox, other teams, and especially in the world of golf, shared the radio show with me 3-4 years in the 90s. But he was called a performance enhancement consultant because the word psychology scared parents and coaches, yep, let alone nutrition.
Well, you think there's
what
something
mean,
wrong
nutrition?
With you. Right.
Exactly.
You think there's something wrong with
or,
you if you need
you know,
it. And unfortunately,
yes,
anytime you're injured, there's a fear. The first time that you recover from your ankle injury and you put skates on, are you going to be able to land something? They might be scared they're going to get hurt. They might be scared they won't score as high. They might even be scared to be released from PT because it means that in the public's eye, they should be to their full potential. So Robert and I mean, we have shared numerous clients and still to this day do, but the highest of the highest, people who are representing the U.S.,
yes,
in multiple different sports, and it is amazing what goes into, it's not just a foot injury, 6 weeks off and return. There's so much mental that goes into performance,
the mental
and
game.
Confidence. Yeah, and even we talk about proprioception with foot and ankle work all the time. Yes, you can have the best balance. Yes, you can have strength. You can regain ligamentous structural integrity. But if you're not confident, and some of that confidence is actual structural integrity, some of that is just your brain. And if you're not confident that landing on that foot is going to matter, whether it's from a layup in basketball or whether it's on literally 3/8 of an inch of metal on a figure skate, you can't perform at your best.
Right.
And
you know, Gina, what's the best website?
Really need to have
What's the best website people can find out about you, your clinics, and your work?
Sure. Well, Achieve Ortho Sports with an S, A-C-H-I-E-V-E, orthosports.com. And then my consulting website with performing arts is medgym.net, M-E-D-G-Y-M, medical gymnastics. So it's medgym.net. And there's a ton of YouTube links and videos, all the research that I've done and publications on yes, everything. The hottest topic right now, of course, is return to sport and
yes,
making sure that people don't do this too quickly. I've had
yeah, good luck to you.
On,
yeah, this is
yeah,
whether it's professional, yeah, whether we're talking, this is
yep,
this is society's biggest challenge we've ever faced, which is how any of us, quote unquote, return to normalcy, whether it's school athletes, whether it's professional athletes. We're wishing everybody good luck. I always felt one of the most exciting worlds you were involved in was the world of entertainment, where you would be downtown Chicago, whatever, with the, you know, we would talk about some of these dancers and these shows and the tremendous physicality of that. And you were very involved.
The touring Broadway productions, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about dealing with some of these actors, you know, people dancing every day. And,
absolutely.
You know, wow, that's got to be challenging.
I am a partner in NeuroSport Physical Therapy Chicago, which is our brick-and-mortar location, which we started to do with actually making sure that the touring artists had a place to go when they were here, in addition to general orthopedics and sports medicine, which we do amazingly. Our staff is fantastic. Natalie's great. Carolyn, who's my partner, is also the owner of NeuroTour Physical Therapy, which is what leads to the privilege of being able to treat all of these national touring shows. And we're there for them on prevention almost more than reactivity. Every single week they can sign up for preventative measures so that they can make sure that a small tweak
yes,
in their neck from breathing too heavily or from grabbing part of the set wrong, or if they're in shoes that are made for period shoes, say something like a Mary Poppins or a Hamilton or who knows, whatever it is, and their feet just aren't right, that everyone's communicating. And the biggest success and the biggest challenge to this position and to anybody who works the shows is understanding who to talk to, when to talk to them, and how to manage the actor in the whole, right? So making sure that the costuming is good, making sure that they don't feel cramped in something. Can we change some choreography so that they don't have to move so sharply? I mean, there's so many layers to it.
Gina, give me some advice for these athletes? We got a few minutes left for these athletes, sure. Their parents, their coaches. Again, coming back in this climate, you know, where, you know, nobody's been doing much and whatever. Give us some bullet points that these everybody should be paying attention to.
Well, I think you and I are in a world where we know that the way that we've developed injury prevention is by how we've treated injuries that have already happened and then saying, aha, let's look back and not do that. So for you and I, this could be just like saying someone is off with a foot surgery or a knee surgery, or they've been on a scooter for a while. You have to consider bone density. You have to consider nutrition. You have to consider overload principles. And I've gotten a lot of flack from talking about overtraining and overload in the past few years, because it's a relative term, not a definite term. What's overload to me today might not have been 6 months ago. It all depends on the physiology of what your foot can handle. Plantar fasciitis can happen, or a calcaneal fracture on a skater who's going back into a rink doing a quarter of what they used to do, and they think that they should be able to handle it, but their body's been off and not used to it. Or a gymnast has been used to jumping.
Graduality
on grass,
then becomes, so graduality, again, is what we've been talking about, which is to paying attention to not, you know, the terrible twos, doing too much, doing it too soon, being too aggressive. We all know the pressure's on. There's tremendous pressure, unrealistic pressure. What else is new in the world of youth sports or in serious sports? Can you get me better yesterday? Another show will talk about one of my chapters, which is youth sports and drugs. And the a lot of these pressures, Gina, has caused me and many over the years to actually change the name of performance-enhancing drugs. You want to know what name I gave it?
What is that?
Performance-surviving drugs. Overdoing it too much.
But now we're looking at something like if somebody does a macrocycle or something where we say you're not ready for 8 to 12 weeks, and they're saying, how can I make them ready in 6? Can I do more cryo, more massage, more this? I go,
Gina, give me the website.
AchieveOrthoSports.com and MedGym.net. MedGym.net has everything in connection. Achieve Ortho Sports has all of our
Gina
Pongetti.
Yes.
Thanks, Dr. Brad, so much.
Therapist. Gina, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm the Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're excited to have back Joel Franco. Joel is the filmmaker. He's the co-initiator, founder of Chesapeake Films. He's very involved up to both his ears in this exciting new upcoming documentary that I'm very excited to be really a part of, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. He's interviewed countless individuals in this challenging world, as you know, as we talk about all the time. So, hey, Joe, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Give us some background on the whole project and yourself with the documentary. The background.
Well, I'm a filmmaker, but I'm also a coach. And because I am a coach, I have been able to see firsthand the amount of garbage that is out there in this insane youth sports system. Hence why we are calling the movie The Challenge of Youth Sports. Because youth sports should be about fun. Youth sports should be about learning and developing kids and helping kids grow in a particular sport. And the way that we have it right now, it's anything but that. So the more I coach, the more I see problems. And so my goal was to start a project where not only we would be talking about what is wrong with the system, but we want to bring forth solutions. We want to bring forth how we can do it better. Because if the whole point of what we're trying to do is we got to bring the focus back on the kids, away from the adults and back on them. Because if not, who are we really doing this for?
You know, it's always been a challenge, Joe, and I've been talking about it, I don't know, 25 years, give or take a few weeks, I'm a sports doctor. Has been the overkill and
yep.
the tremendous amount of sports injuries, of overuse injuries, because the schedules, there's too much overdoing it. The more talented the young boy or girl is, sometimes the more the pressures increase. I used to always call it the children playing adult sports with adult rules, and already sometimes we're in trouble. But the documentary, again, in the Sports Doctor show, we have emphasized there's a lot of great stuff in youth sports. There's tremendous
yep.
fun. There's tremendous camaraderie. There's great stuff. However, somebody like the famous Little League woke up, I don't know, 25 years ago, whatever it was, and realized that 40% of these kids were not coming back. And they started to realize why, and it was crazy, overzealous parents, screaming, ranting, whatever, coaches, all of these things that we are all very familiar with. And the concept is this aspect of the sports doctor, and what I've helped you include are some of these tremendous organizations, whether it's the National Alliance of Youth Sports, whether it's the Working with Parents in Sports from England with Gordon McClelland, whether it is iSport 360 with Ian Goldberg, whether it's Coach Reed Maltby, who I think is on my show next week, or, you know, Gordon was on the show a couple weeks ago. There's great education. There's great stuff going on, but we are still treading water in many ways. Season doesn't go by where we don't read about incidents and other kinds of hassle where we'll see that these kids don't want to be part of professionalism. Now, there is high-level sports, and my first guest, who I want you to get together with, you know, Gina Bonchetti has trained some of the top kids in all sports of sports for decades. And, you know, there are segments of serious youth sports, where we want to be paying attention to whatever we can do to, number one, prevent injuries, number two, enhance performance. But, you know, you mentioned right up front the fun part, focus on the kids. Those kinds of things are very, very important. And we need to pay much more attention to it, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's the number one thing that kids want. How many times do you hear kids saying, oh my God, this was a fun practice? Like 2% of the time? It should be almost 100% of the time. Kids want to play. They want to enjoy themselves. Yes, they want to compete, which, by the way, is one of the most overused and misused words in the English language in this particular topic, next to elite and all of that. Because for some reason we have forgotten what competing actually means. We think that it's like win at all costs, when that's not even close. One of the things that, to add to what you were saying, is the unfortunately there's so many organizations out there who claim to be doing work. They claim to help kids, but unfortunately they don't. They're not interested in it. They are also
Remember, you know, part of this, of course, is when I first even met you and you talked about your upcoming film, and it was the $15 billion a year youth sports business. And as we've followed along with this challenge of making this happen over the past 2 years, whatever it is, it's gone, hey, wait a second, Joel, it's the $17 billion a year of business.
Exactly.
And then I had a guest on four or five months ago who said, wait a second, it's a $19 billion. So this is big business. And along with that comes a lot of these potential negatives. And one of the big goals is to put some big bright lights on the importance of these kids understanding that teamwork and participation and playing hard and doing the best they can are all attributes. And I'm very encouraged, Joel, in seeing many of these organizations, like I mentioned before, who are including this attitude as a big part of what they're looking at. But at the same time, you know, these challenges are really, really there. And unfortunately, again, it's the reason I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic of overuse injuries, whether it's throwing too many baseballs or too much jumping in volleyball or the kids on the tennis court 9 days a week, et cetera, et cetera. And then on top of that is the mental side. And the pressure and the abuse. And then we start seeing that some of these kids, half these kids, are living on over-the-counter pain medicine to get the practice, to play. So this is the part that's gotten way, way out of hand. And that's why we want to really... How old are your two kids, Coach?
I coach kids who are pretty much 9 to 11.
You know, it's a great formative time. And these kids at that age are very, very, nobody's really worrying about what the score is. You know, they're really wanting to pay attention to having a good time. That doesn't mean that skill development and all these other aspects of levels of coaching, you know, my co-author of the book, Sharky Zartman, who her segment of the book is called Sports Parenting 101, where she really talks about all levels of the challenge of, you know, what kind of level should your son or daughter be in, and what kind of progress, and how serious is it, et cetera, et cetera. And these kinds of challenges, again, when we overdo it, when we overschedule these kids, let alone the overzealous, I call them Svengali coaches, where we have, adults who are just too overbearing.
That's exactly right. And that's what we are finding. You know, we spoke to this wonderful kid, 12-year-old kid who plays baseball in Jersey. And I asked him, do you love baseball? Because that's his sport. And he said to me, I love it. It's my favorite thing. I'm a huge Derek Jeter fan. I love the Yankees and all of that. And I was like, oh, that's fantastic. You're going to play next season. And he says, hell no. And I was kind of shocked for a second. And I said, why not? I said, because I can't deal with the lunatic coaches and the insane practices and going to, you know, coming home at 11 o'clock at night when I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean,
this surprises, it surprises mom and dad sometimes, whether they're surprised to hear that their daughter said, "The only voice I hear is yours in the stands." Or, again, I had when I was coaching, and one of my son was a good athlete, one of his friends who made a mistake in the field, and his father just belittled him, and blah, blah, blah. And it was 6 months later, we were talking about getting the team back together again. He didn't want to play. He didn't want to be faced with that. So the education of this stuff for parents and coaches is very, very important, you know, in order to lighten up and to listen to what that young boy or girl might be talking about. You know, whose goal is it when we start getting serious about some of these sports? And I in my interviews, I told you the story of my young figure skater who became the Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek.
Yeah.
After the 2010 Olympics, I had his mom on the radio, and I asked her, how did you know whose goal it was? We know how hard you had to push as a mom and whatever. She said, you know, we had ice time at 6:15 in the morning. I never had to wake the kid up. I thought that was such a great answer regarding, you know, whose goal it was, because this is one of the concerns where moms and dads will be reliving sometimes their athletic career through their young son or daughter. And the financial side also, Joel, is a problem. You know, you're talking traveling teams and these kinds of things, and going to camps. It again becomes a very expensive, and then what do you mean your ankle still hurts, right? You know, darn it, you've been to the doctor 5 times, and the young boy or girl really can have problems related to that. So the idea of this with you as a dad and a coach, let alone a filmmaker, how long ago was it that you started thinking about making the documentary happen?
I think by now we're talking about a year and a half, 2 years. It's taken me a long time to put all the pieces together because there was a lot, and there still is. And
we keep adding pieces, right? Hey, man, every other week I'm sending you another piece.
I can't wait.
What's the website? What's the website, Joel, that people could find out information? Is there information or the site that they can go regarding the documentary?
Yes, absolutely. The website is whereourchildrenplayfilm.com. So again, whereourchildrenplay.com. And you can find all my social media there. You can find the trailer. You can find the...
Yeah, I want to talk to you more about that. We're going to talk absolutely more. We're talking with Joel Franco, Chesapeake Films, and the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports. It's The Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go way back, listen to so many different topics, so many different guests, international, national, local, on an endless array of topics, sports medicine, fitness, wellness. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read all about our excitement. Same topic with the new magazine, MVP Parent Magazine. And Rich Dubin, the editor, along with Lower Extremity Review, one of our sponsors. We're very excited about the new magazine again and the Keep Your Kids in the Game. You could read articles also on all aspects of figure skating, specialization, what's the best shoe. We also talk a lot about our big interest in the world of concussions and concussion prevention. We're talking with filmmaker Joe Franco. We're talking about the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, and Where Our Children Play, -thefilm.com. Is the dash in there, Joel? Am I right?
No, no dash. Just Where Our Children Play film. No dash.
I should have asked you. Yeah. When is okay. Your, I know the world's been upside down. We were hoping we would see you in the Chicago area, even in the springtime, to do some exciting stuff. How do you see things timing-wise in general for your goals regarding when the documentary would be happening?
Well, one of the incredibly things that happened during this insane time is that we have been able to record a lot of audio via Zoom, which is not the best of audio, of course, but at least we got some interviews done via that way, that fashion. Unfortunately, because of the numbers are skyrocketing right now, I have absolutely no idea. because we can't
like
travel.
Everything else. I hear you. Yes.
We don't know.
It's going to happen.
We were supposed to come to Chicago back in April, you know, the spring / summer. You know, we were organizing you and I to come and talk to you in person. And unfortunately, we had to postpone that. I was supposed to go to New Jersey, New York, North Carolina. I mean, all over the country. And unfortunately, we had to kind of cancel everything. Luckily, we've been able to talk to people via Zoom. And while that's obviously not, you know, the best visual of them all, at least it's something that we have been able to do and push the movie, the project forward. You know, we have been able to reach out to a lot of great talent, former athletes that have supported the film, which has made us, you know, like John Smoltz and Tom Glavine and Coach Anson Dorrance at North Carolina. So it's been, you know, yourself, and it's been such a, we've been very lucky that we've been connecting with so many people that really want to make a change in youth sport versus the ones who are just interested in the status quo, which, by the way, you can see in how many people are rushing to reopen, even though things are not safe at the moment, or at least...
No, this is another craziness, yes. The you and I spoke about that when you and I did a Zoom, and we're just a few weeks ago that I'm looking forward to watching with you. This challenge at all levels of sports, at all levels of life, but at all levels of sports, this challenge is a great big if, with capital I and capital F, how we're going to do this safely. Can we do this safely? We're all rooting as hard as we can that we can make this happen, whether we're talking about high school sports, college sports, professional sports, or any of the youth leagues in so many different levels on how, you know, this is going to happen. And safety has always been one of our biggest challenges. You know, last week I had, again, somebody else that you've spoken to, Dr. Steve Horwitz with Team Safe Sports. The whole idea of how prepared are parents on the sideline at whatever level, you know, in order to be able to be safe and try to know who to call, how to call, in case there are all sorts of different situations. So this is going to play out over the summer. We're going to get a tremendous idea on whether college sports at what other level will be able to come back. You know, we're looking at whether baseball, now that we've got a re-explosion, there was a too early return in all aspects of society, and the area of sports was one of them, Joe. And I think we're all having to take a couple of steps back and say, wow, with what's going on.
Yes, unfortunately, that's exactly what's happening. And it's kind of sad because, again, it goes back to my original point of who are we doing this for? Are we doing it for ourselves as adults and coaches and parents and whoever? Or are we doing it for the kids? Because we do talk, a lot of people talk a big game. Oh, we're going to help the kids. We're going to help the kids. We're going to develop the kids. And yet you have the kids go out there and pitch 90 times in one game, and then they go out and do another 90, you know, 4 hours later. So we really need to focus on who are we doing it for? And like you had mentioned to me before many times, why are we doing this?
Yes, I think, you know, the idea that most children, especially, and children are growing bodies. It's a whole different physical situation than adults regarding how much we can do and how much we can get away with. I mean, when we get all excited and we watch the Olympics on television and you watch the Olympic champion in their late teens, you have to understand that these kids have started very, very early, and it's not for everybody. But most kids really, really enjoy playing sports. It's when we start getting into the pressures of schedule and the pressures of traveling and the pressures of winning that we start running into these kinds of problems. And I think this is one of the things that we are seeing much new attention being paid to. You know, like, again, with iSport 360 Ian Goldberg, the whole point is communication between coaches and parents and encouraging that and working with that. And, you know, National Alliance of Youth Sports, who is all about levels of sports that aren't necessarily in schools, park districts, other kinds of areas, coaching coaches to pay attention to the first sentence that you keep mentioning again, which is let's pay attention to the kids. The famous sports psychologist, the late Jim Vickery, my good friend, spent 3 years sharing my radio show in the 90s, would say when we'd ask him, I would drag him to the Little League games when I was coaching. I might be talking about using ice and what's the best shoe and what about aspects of injuries. He would talk about behavior on the sidelines, parenting the young athlete, and he would always say, you know, if it becomes a drill, a job for these young boys and girls, they're going to back out. They're going to stop wanting to play. And he would tell parents and coaches all the time, don't be a critic with kids. If you don't have something good to say, then don't say it. So this is something that's very, very important, and we're going to really have you back. We'll be following this whole journey. Give me the website again, Joel, of your information.
Yes, it's whereourchildrenplayfilm.com, and they can find me on Twitter, and they can find on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, all of those at Doc Youth Sports.
Great. Joel Franco, hold on quickly. Everybody, we will be right back. Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. This is our The Sports Doctors In segment. We talk about some upcoming guests. We answer a few emails, and then we talk a little bit about the topics in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, bring you up to date with the real buzz and excitement of our upcoming online Hey Sports Parents, The Sports Doctors In. Next week, we've got Dr. Todd Sinnott, chiropractic physician. He's the creator of True Whole Care, a conglomerate of different specialties. And then we've got Coach Reed Malpe. Coach Reed, one of the leaders in the whole world of youth sports. Excited to have him back. And then the following week on the 15th, Cynthia Daugherty, a PhD. She's going to talk about CBD and cannabis and the whole mental game. And then Rob Fletcher. Rob, the self-defense expert. Rob and his training of trainers and the different projects that this guy's involved with will be returning. So, as always, some great guests and topics coming up on The Sports Doctor. Let's answer a few emails. Linda says, my 11-year-old daughter is a everyday figure skater. Are custom boots the best program? Actually, you know, custom boots, Linda, are about fit and optimum fit, and that's very, very important. But in the world of figure skating, all my listeners know, I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for almost four decades. This is a major step up in the gold program. So I like to combine custom boots, which are all about optimum fit, and custom orthotics, which are all about optimum foot lower leg alignment. And again, if you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to newspaper articles, you can go back to Podiatry Magazine and the article I wrote after the 2010 Winter Olympics and Evan Lysacek's, and we talk all about orthotics, and you can read about it also on my website if you click on orthotics. Custom boots, excellent, but this is does not replace joint positioning with a custom orthotic. Nick says, my 13-year-old son is a serious basketball and volleyball player. He's been growing like a weed. His knees have been bothering him. They talk about Osgood Schlatter. Osgood Schlatter, Nick, is a medical condition where, again, the bones grow faster than the soft tissue. All of a sudden, the attachment of the kneecap tendon, the patella tendon that attaches from the bottom of the kneecap to the shin bone, the front of the shin bone, can start getting stretched, irritated. Sometimes a bump develops, and you got to back off. There's got to be some intelligent rest. We got to back off all the jumping. But also, when Osgood Schlatter is really aggravated, re-aggravated, we start paying big attention to foot mechanics, that pronated foot where there's torque, excessive torque of the knee. So orthotics become a big weapon in order to deal with, along with physical therapy and rest, if Osgood Schlatter is ongoing or repetitive. Gary says, my 12-year-old son has been playing tennis. He loves it. He plays 4 or 5 days a week. And would he benefit from over-the-counter arch supports? Usually, Gary, he would. But over-the-counter is not prescription. It's size. So often, if we're talking, especially if he's had problems, or you're looking to prevent problems, enhance performance and balance, you want to look at custom orthotics. See podiatry. If your son has a history of problems with his feet or ankles, his knees, his hips, low back, or, hey, he inherited your flat feet, or he's bow-legged like you, for example, or his grandpa, then you might want to include podiatry for that evaluation so that your son's in the best proper tennis shoe, make sure he's fit properly, and whether or not an over-the-counter support. You can't go wrong with an over-the-counter support unless it bothers him. But again, I would pay attention to have an evaluation by sports podiatry or physical therapy. If you're going to put anything in his shoes, you might want to go with custom devices. Again, we had a lot of excitement over Father's Day with the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Again, the book is an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports, whatever level. And again, my co-author, Sharky Zartman, who's coached at volleyball at all levels. She was a national team member and coached for years. And she talks a lot about the level of coaching for your son or daughter. What are the important things to be looking for with coaches and levels? And I chime in with the Sports Doctors In chapter with all aspects of sports medicine. We include in the third section 8 different experts: nutrition, mental training, physical training, coaching, parenting, all chime in for what's important for sports parents to consider. And the following segment is perspectives of parents themselves. What were some of the challenges and highlights of parenting young student boy and girl athletes at all levels? The online www.thesportsdoctor.online is our online program. Hey, sports parents, the Sports Doctor's In. We're very excited. I'm acting as the quarterback in this program, where parents will contact me with a sports medicine concern, with a concern about any aspect of their son or daughter, or the coaching aspect, where I can consult with mom and dad or the coach, and then reference or refer them to my over 20 experts. I had one of them on with my first guest today, and Joel Franco is another aspect of the team where can refer or reference, whether it's in the world of nutrition, physical, mental training. You know, my first guest, Gina Pongetti, talked a lot about the teamwork. This is exactly what we're talking about. How do I coordinate all of this when it comes to what's going on in my son or daughter's sports career? So, hey, sports parents, the Sports Doctor's In is all about that. You can read about who are the experts. They all have a video, or most of them do. You'll read about all type of aspects of how over 30 years of radio guests from all over the world in so many different areas chime in, are available. Hey, sports parents, www.thesportsdoctor.online. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe. Stay informed with what's going on with this virus. Thank you. See you next week.